We close this week's show with the next installment of The Struggle to Stay. Last week we met Crystal Snyder, a single mother of two who says she wants to stay in West Virginia and raise her children here. But she worries about the high rates of substance abuse and studies that show people in her area of Central Appalachia have a lower life expectancy. So she questions whether staying here is really what's best for her kids.
Is it a good idea for me to leave my children here? Like, part of me wants to take them out so they don't die 15 years, you know, premature.
As a single mom, it's on Crystal to provide for a family, which is hard to do without a job. A couple years ago, she lost her job at the T-shirt factory. That's where Roxy Todd picks back up with Crystal's struggle to stay story.
In October of 2015, Crystal lost her job. She takes me to the factory where she used to work. It's a plain gray building that's grim on the outside.
There were no women that ran the machines, and so I kind of raised hell because I wanted to run a machine. You know, I wanted to make more money. I wanted to have more responsibility here.
Crystal says the men earn more pay at the T-shirt factory, but it was more than the money that bothered her.
I was just kind of bored catching shirts down at the end of the dryer, so I wanted to do something else, and it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way that no women were operators.
She's always thought of herself as a tough person, and she's proud of her strength. She isn't afraid to do work that men typically do.
I kind of like non-traditional, or like men's jobs. Maybe it's a pride thing, I don't know. I like physical jobs. I like jobs that people might be surprised that they might see me doing, or I don't know, I just like to be different.
Crystal asked to be promoted to work the machines, but her supervisor told her no and didn't consider her for a different job. She didn't file a discrimination suit against the company for that or for the sexual harassment she says she endured at the factory.
It just seems like there wasn't a lot of respect. Like, hey, your butt looks good in those jeans, or just perverted harassment.
Crystal didn't complain because she figured it would just make things worse if she wanted to keep her job. But one thing she didn't tolerate at the factory was racism. Some of her coworkers put up giant rebel flags on their trucks and said racist things. Crystal is white, but when the racism went unchecked, it bothered her.
I was like all I could take, and I just went to the boss and I was like, this isn't right. You know, this is not a good environment to work in. And it was like a week or two later, the boss came to me and said like that business had slowed down and that he was going to lay me off. And I was like, it's because I complained. He's like, no, that doesn't have anything to do with it.
Even though she still believed she was unfairly terminated, she didn't seek legal counsel after she lost her job at the T-shirt factory. She didn't want to get anyone in trouble. And she didn't want to deal with the stress of courts and lawyers. Because none of this was resolved in court, and since the company went out of business in 2016, we're withholding the name of the company where she worked. After she was laid off, money was tight. Crystal got behind on some of her bills. During the holidays, she got help from her ex to buy a few presents for her kids.
They had something, but yeah, it was definitely a tough Christmas.
Still, she tried not to worry and stayed busy looking for work. This wasn't the first time she had to figure out how to survive as a single mom. She'd struggled 3 years earlier, right after she divorced her second husband. It was a brief marriage and things ended abruptly.
I just found myself like, I've got rent and bills and I've got to buy food and gas. Like, how am I going to do this? You know, I went from having help, like we'd split all the bills and everything and the food and everything to just totally me. And it was really scary. And I remember like the house felt like dark and cold.
Although the T-shirt factory eventually became, as she puts it, a toxic place to work, she was happy for the money. Still, she says she's glad she isn't working there anymore.
I'm thankful for the job, but it wasn't a happy place. It wasn't someplace that I wanted to stay. But I didn't really know what I would do. I thought maybe when the kids grew up, then maybe I could go to college and do something. I didn't know what. But I was just trying to keep the bills paid, you know, and just try to be happy for them and do things on the weekends and just keep things going.
After she lost her job at the t-shirt factory, she kept faith that she would find another job. And she did.
A friend knew I got laid off, and he sent me a link that they were doing offering free job training classes at in Huntington.
The job training workshop was through a nonprofit called Coalfield Development Corporation. When she was at the class, she heard they were hiring for a new farmer training program.
And that's how I found Refresh Appalachia, so I'm happy I got laid off.
By the way, remember Colt Brogan from our earlier Struggle to Stay series? He and Crystal actually work together. Like Colt, Crystal spends a lot of her time working at an old farm in Milton that sits right beside Interstate 64. There's an old gray barn with a giant American flag, a tiny green farmhouse where they have work meetings on the porch. One of the best parts about the job, for Crystal, is that she's treated as an equal and gets to do the same work as the men. Crystal was beaming one afternoon last summer when she told me her boss, Ben Gilmer, taught her to drive a John Deere tractor.
Ben and I worked together this past Sunday, and he was very patient, and he taught me how to drive it. And he believed in me and told me to get up there, and I did, and I plowed half that field there. It was awesome. Proud to be in the field of agriculture. I'm proud to be on this journey, and I don't know where it's going, but it's going somewhere good.
The program also requires participants to go to school. It's been about 7 years since Crystal was in a classroom. When she got married at 16, she dropped out of high school and ended up getting her GED 3 years later. She took a couple of college courses, but going to school while working and raising two kids, it was just too much, and she eventually dropped out of college. But getting a job that helps her go to college was a game changer.
That associate degree, like that's what I've got my eye on. Like just the fact that I can earn an associate degree in 2 years and earn half of my credits while I'm working, and I'm also getting paid a stipend while I'm at class. So, like, that's just huge, you know, like, one class is hard. I can imagine trying to take two and work, you know, full time. I don't think I could do it. So this is the way I can. And I don't want to stop with the associate degree. I want to keep going. I want to get a master's degree.
But before she gets there, she has to pass her classes. And that's been challenging.
The hardest thing is balancing it all. 33 hours, like working full-time and going to school full-time, still taking care of a house and a yard and kids and dinner. I don't want to be negative, but I don't know if it's possible. No, I forget that. It's possible.
A few months after she began working with Coalfield Development and started her first semester of college, it became more and more difficult to find time to spend with her two kids, Morgan and Aaron.
I can't focus on, like, learning if I know my kids are bored or, you know, they need my attention. That's the hardest part.
She's also been struggling financially. And though she loves her job, she makes less money than she did at the t-shirt factory.
My bank account and it's negative $515.98, which is pretty normal. I just had to pay the rent, so it kind of goes with my story.
In June of 2016, Crystal started her first semester of college. She's taking an English class, which she loves because she's learning to write. But it's a summer class, which means it only lasts 5 weeks. Can she finish all her assignments on time while balancing all her other responsibilities? More next time. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd in Cabell County, West Virginia.
We'll continue Crystal's struggle to stay story next week on Inside Appalachia. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the Inside Appalachia podcast and listen on your own time. You can find the show on iTunes, Downcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe on our website and see photos and learn more about the series. That's at wvpublic.org.